All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, right out of the chute, here in the 2018 NFL season, the Cincinnati Bengals are 2-0, and more importantly, they are in first place in the AFC North all by themselves. And after missing the playoffs in the last 2 years, the Bengals now have a golden opportunity to get back there. Why? Because the perennial division favorite in the Pittsburgh Steelers are a mess. They're 0-1-1. The Browns are still the Browns, and the Baltimore Ravens are going to be an up-and-down team. Now, Bengals owner Mike Brown continues to stick with head coach Marvin Lewis. And it's a situation where now, you know, Marvin Lewis has an opportunity to right this ship after the struggles over the last two years and, you know, get this team to the postseason. We saw how Cincinnati ended on a positive note. They spoiled the postseason dreams of the Detroit Lions in week 16. They turned around and spoiled the postseason dreams of the Baltimore Ravens in emphatic fashion in week number 17, and that has trickled over to the start of this year. They got a big road win versus the Indianapolis Colts in week 1. They came back on Thursday Night Football in week number 2 and got the best of the Ravens at home. And I think it's going to come down to balance on offense. I know that running back Joe Mixon is going to be out for a few weeks with a knee injury, but if your quarterback Andy Dalton, you don't want to be typical Andy Dalton and you find a way to lose a big game. That's what you want. You look at the way that the Bengals are getting back to their attacking style on defense, led by their D-line with the likes of Michael Johnson, Geno Atkins, and, of course, Carlos Dunlap. You look at the likes of Nick Vigil, who has really been able to step up. I know Sean Williams was ejected in week number 1 for his unnecessary roughness hit, but he's come back. And I think he can learn from that, and he can have a big-time impact on this team. So you're looking at Cincinnati, and like I said, I don't see it getting too much better for the other teams in that division. And then on top of that, you look at Cincy's schedule. It's going to be tough this week as they're going to be on the road versus the Carolina Panthers. And then the week after that, they will be on the road versus the Atlanta Falcons. Both of these teams made the playoffs last season. But after that, you have a couple of winnable games. They're home for Miami, and then they're home for Pittsburgh. That's going to be a very big game. And then after that, it gets tough once again. At Kansas City, home for Tampa Bay, who right now is a very formidable team. And after their bye in week 9, they're home for New Orleans, and then they're at Baltimore. So if you are Cincinnati, this is an opportunity to really seize the moment, because Pittsburgh is still trying to get their act together. Cleveland, you can forget about it. They're going to compete, but they're not going to be a playoff team. Baltimore will probably hover around 8-8. So if you are Cincinnati, this is an opportunity for you to get a lot of wins in the column, try to get the 10, maybe 11 wins, possibly win the division, possibly get a wild card. But from where they've been the past few years, and from the rumblings that many people have had for several years, as far as Mike Brown needing to move on from Marvin Lewis, this is a golden opportunity for this franchise to put all of that behind them and find a way to get to the playoffs, and more importantly, find a way to win a postseason game. Because I've said it before and I'll say it again, the last time that the Bengals won a postseason game was January 1991 at a stadium that does not exist anymore, in Riverfront Stadium, versus a team that has since moved. Of course, the Houston Oilers are now the Tennessee Titans. So it'll be interesting to see if Cincinnati can put it all together, but you have to like their start here in 2018. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line. I'll be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.